Cost-cutting doubles Bovis profits, and Euro politicians ignore markets, and Hong Kong's Young gets travel permission to the UK. It's Tuesday, the 30th of August. Bovis has reported profits up twofold thanks to falling building costs and rising house prices. The home builder made £8.1 million in profits before tax in the first 6 months of the year, up 130% from the same period in 2010. The firm only completed 801 new homes, almost unchanged from a year earlier, but average sale price rose 3.2%, while a significant reduction in building costs helped increase operating profit margins from 4.2% to 7.5% of revenues. The group has delivered a strong performance against the backdrop of stable but challenging market conditions, said Chief Executive David Ritchie. Mr. Ritchie said Bovis was now seeing the benefit from higher margin sites it was able to buy up during the housing downturn. And the chair of the European Parliament's Economic and Monetary Committee, Sharon Bowles, has criticised some of her colleagues for ignoring the markets. Ms. Bowles chaired the session on Monday about the Eurozone debt crisis. Jean-Charles Juncker, president of Eurogroup, said we shouldn't believe the markets, and he got a big applause, she said. She added that the big problem was that politicians through the markets would do nothing while they went on holiday. It was a little bit of playing to the crowd, but that's the attitude amongst many who think politics is above the markets and politics has to dictate, she said. A second bailout for Greece was agreed on the 21st of July, but will not be implemented by Eurozone parliaments until mid-September. She said that we had the rather awkward situation that the political world expected markets to sit on their hands for a few weeks while everybody was on holiday. There have been hefty falls on global stock markets during August, and at Monday's session, European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet said the full and timely implementation of the July 21st agreement between heads of state or government is of the essence. And Hong Kong businessman and Birmingham City Football Club chairman Carson Young has been granted permission to travel to the UK next month. Mr. Young has been charged with money laundering and is currently undergoing trial in Hong Kong. He's been granted permission to travel between the 15th to the 19th of September after the court in Hong Kong doubled his cash bail to $8 million Hong Kong dollars. I'll be back again tomorrow with more of your business news. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Andy Malarkey. But for now, I've been Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.